Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
There are 1,000 stories at Raymond Chandler Elementary School. Most of them have happy endings, but sometimes things get messier than a kindergartner finger painting during an earthquake. That's where I come in. Sam Archer, third grade detective. Episode 2, The Mystery of the Blue Goo. It was a rainy Monday, and my investigation into the missing stuffed animal had just begun. The stuffed animal in question belonged to JT O'Shaughnessy, star player on the third grade kickball team. Someone had stolen Nero, JT's stuffed wolf, out of his backpack while we were in math class. JT and I were currently in the cafeteria helping our school custodian, Mr. Slauson, clean up after a food fight. Why were JT and I helping? It's a long story.
It's not a long story.
What?
You're talking out loud again. And the reason we're helping Mr. Slauson clean up is that you volunteered us. That's why I'm scraping mashed potatoes out from under the vending machine with a plastic spoon. Oh, that's gross.
See, JT, you're focused on the negative here. I prefer to look on the bright side of things.
The bright side of things being?
This gives us the opportunity to question Mr. Slauson further about your missing stuffed animal.
Uh-huh.
You kids are doing a great job. I think I can handle it from here. Thanks for helping out.
Our pleasure. Hey, Mr. Slauson, what were you doing in our math class earlier today?
Like I said, I was cleaning up a mess in the cubby area. Someone spilled some kind of blue goo all over the place.
We noticed a splatter of blue stuff when we looked over the scene.
Huh. Must have missed a little.
What was the blue stuff exactly?
I don't know. Honestly, I try not to get too close to the messes I clean up. No offense, but third graders have some odd stuff. Novelty slime, yogurt. Once a kid tried to keep a pet squid in his backpack. I still get nightmares about that one.
We had been in art class earlier that day. Could it have been paint?
Shrug.
Did you just say shrug?
Yep. Sometimes I say what I'm doing out loud. Mop, mop, mop.
Huh. So it could have been paint?
Nod. Suppose it could have been.
Okay. We should get back to class. Come on, Sam.
See you later, Mr. Slauson.
Friendly wave!
As we walked down the empty halls of Raymond Chandler Elementary, JT looked glum. And I could understand why. His missing stuffed wolf was his good luck charm, and right now it looked like his luck had run out. Poor kid looked sadder than a birthday party with no cake.
Well, that didn't seem to help us much.
Keep your chin up, JT. Mr. Slauson gave us a piece of the puzzle. We need to see how it fits in with the other pieces.
But we don't have any other pieces.
Yet.
Hey, where are you going? Our classroom's this way.
Our homeroom class is that way. Ms. Lebetkin's art class is this way.
But we already had art class today.
Look, we could go straight back to class. Or we could follow the clues.
Won't we get in trouble?
They don't know how long we're helping Mr. Slauson. They won't mind if we're gone a couple extra minutes.
You're the detective, I guess.
Ms. Lebetkin's classroom was empty, like I knew it would be. I memorized every teacher's class schedule at the beginning of the year, so I knew that Ms. Lebetkin was taking her lunch break.
So, now what?
What do you remember about the blue stuff in the cubby area?
It was blue? What?
Details, JT. They're important in an investigation.
Light blue?
Better. Try to focus on the exact color you remember. Then we'll look for that color on the paintings here.
Okay. Hey, that painting has a lot of light blue on it.
There are two reasons that's not the painting we're looking for. First, that's a periwinkle blue. We're looking for more of a robin's egg blue. Second, you see the signature there?
Sam Archer. Oh.
So let's keep looking.
Why did you paint a horse in the sky?
It's not a horse. It's an eagle.
It looks like a horse.
I can't be good at everything. I'm a detective, not an artist.
Sorry.
You want me to critique your painting?
Sure. It's this one.
Oh. Wow. That's really beautiful.
I call it quiet desperation.
You really captured Mr. Kozlowski there.
Thank you. I was inspired.
Let's keep looking for our robin's egg blue.
I'm not seeing anything that matches. Hey, what's that over there?
JT was pointing to an easel in the corner of the room. It was covered in a drop cloth, making it impossible to see what was underneath.
What do you think it is?
Only one way to find out.
Whoa, what's that? Some kind of spaceship battle?
It's a scene from the TV show Space Kitten Hero League. Looks like episode 12, when the space kittens are fighting the Pangolin Empire.
Ms. Lubetkin is painting this one. She must be a Space Kitten Hero League fan.
I don't see our shade of blue here, though.
Someone's coming! What do we do?
Hide! Quick, get under the easel while I put the drop cloth back.
Quickly!
Saying quickly doesn't help me move any faster, JT.
I was just... Shh!
The five adorable kitten heroes blast themselves into space. Even though they're just kittens, they are gonna save the human race. Dun-dun-dun.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Don't you dare.
Now, where did I put my smoothie? Oh, there it is.
I think she's gone.
Achoo!
Come on. That was a close one. For a moment there, I thought we were caught for sure.
Okay, what are you two doing in my classroom?
The lights came on and there was Ms. Lebetkin. 5 feet 3 inches of accusation. For a brief moment, I thought about making a break for it.
Don't you even think about making a break for it, Sam Archer.
But the jig was up. We were caught. Like fish in a particularly artistic net. You may be wondering what was going to happen to us. So was JT.
What's going to happen to us?
We'll all find out soon. But first, why don't we take a quick break so JT can catch his breath? We'll see you back here in a couple of minutes. So there we were, JT, me, and Ms. Lebetkin, the school's art teacher. She had caught us red-handed searching her classroom for clues. JT looked like he was about to faint. Ms. Lebetkin was looking at us like we just dropped carrot sticks in her trick-or-treat bag. Suspicious and disappointed.
JT, Samantha.
It's just Sam, Ms. Lebetkin.
All right, what were you doing in my classroom, Sam? And where are you supposed to be?
We're supposed to be back in Mr. Kozlowski's class, but we're here looking for clues.
Clues?
It's my stuffed wolf, Nero. He's missing.
And you thought you might have left him in here?
It's a little more complicated than that, ma'am. We're on the trail of a wolf napper. There was blue goo left at the scene of the crime, and we thought maybe it was paint. So we're trying to crack the mystery of the blue goo.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So I'm just going to move on to the part where I march you to the principal's office.
You've already been there once today. Principal Randolph is going to call my parents. Oh, no. Oh, no.
You do what you have to do, Ms. Lebedkin. But in our defense, we had the best intentions. JT can't play in the school's kickball championship without his good luck charm.
Well, be that as it may.
It's kind of like when the Space Kitten Hero League was up against the Armadillo Armada in Season 2.
Episode 8? It's one of my favorite episodes. You like Space Kitten Hero League?
I love it. I binge-watched the entire series when I was sick with the stomach flu. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
I can't stop watching those adorable spacefaring felines.
By the way, we love your painting.
Thank you. I'm taking it to the Space Kitten Hero League convention on Thursday. There's a fan art contest.
Well, good luck, ma'am. We're ready to go to the principal's office now.
Well, I suppose I could let you slide with a warning. Just this once.
You could? Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Just go straight back to class, okay?
One more thing, though.
Sam, she's letting us go. Don't mess this up.
What's that exactly?
This? It's my blue raspberry smoothie. I got it from the cafeteria this morning, but I haven't had a chance to drink it yet.
Thank you, Ms. Lebedkin. That'll be all. Come on, JT.
I can't believe she let us go. My heart's still pounding.
It's a sad fact of life that teachers don't often get treated like people. All I did was relate to her as a human being. But more importantly, did you notice the smoothie?
Yes! It was the exact color of the blue goo in the cubby area.
Good eyes, JT. Side note, there's no bright blue raspberry in nature. It's an artificial flavor with a pretend fruit name to make it sound less unhealthy.
You sure know a lot about junk food.
It's been an obsession of mine ever since my mom said I couldn't have any. But more importantly, there's one kid in our class who brings a blue raspberry smoothie to school every day.
Drew Reddington!
Got it in one.
So, what is the author trying to say here? Anyone? Okay, no one. Well, earlier in paragraph 2...
Mr. Kozlowski was in the middle of the English language arts lesson when we got back to class. I dare say we made an entrance. Drew Reddington, j'accuse! That's French for I accuse you.
Huh? Ms. Archer, we're in the middle of ELA.
This'll just take a second, Mr. Kozlowski.
Sure. Please forgive me for, you know, teaching, which is my job.
Mr. Kozlowski was laying on the sarcasm thicker than peanut butter on a peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich. But I was focused on Drew Reddington. Drew wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Hey! You said that out loud.
Whoops. So, how about it, Drew?
Huh? How about what? What are you accusing me of?
Every morning, you come to class with a blue raspberry smoothie.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. You do.
They're right, you do.
Okay, fine. So, what of it?
You always save half of it for lunch.
Maybe I do, maybe I...
You do.
Fine, what of it?
You didn't have it in the cafeteria today, so where is it?
It's, hey! Someone took my smoothie! I noticed it was missing at lunchtime! Why didn't you say anything? Because I forgot.
So you didn't spill your smoothie in the cubby area?
No.
Are you sure?
I think I'd remember.
50-50. But let's give you the benefit of the doubt. So, you brought a smoothie into the classroom, but someone must have spilled it, and then Mr. Slauson, the custodian, came in to clean it up.
This is fascinating, Ms. Archer, but you really need to take your seat now.
You got it, Mr. K.
Now, as I was saying, the protagonist meets a lot of setbacks before accomplishing the final victory.
It looks like we hit another dead end.
Like I told you, JT, right now we're collecting pieces of the puzzle. Once we have enough pieces, then we see how it fits together.
Okay, don't forget your homework assignments tomorrow. Page 73 in your math workbook. That's the sound my heart makes when I grade them. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Sam. And thanks for helping me find Nero.
I hope JT was feeling a little better. But the fact was that an entire school day had passed and we weren't much closer to figuring out who took his wolf. But you know what they say. Tomorrow is a new day. Tuesday, in this case. Join us next time while we track down more clues. Maybe even a suspect or two. By the way, you should check out all the other great Go Kid Go shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can thank me later.
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.